We have to educate them. If there are people who don't know, he's asking. He mentioned the hadith of Aisha. Aisha or Umm Salama. Are you sure? لا يقبل الله صلاة حائض إلا بحمارها. Aisha or Umm Salama. I think it's Umm Salama, not Aisha. The hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. It's hadith of Umm Salama. Aisha too can have riwayah. Because that hadith occurs with riwayat. And it is hadithun hasan, inshallah. Because some ulama mentioned to say that it is da'if. Allahu alam. So he's asking, what about those who don't even wear khimar at all? Do they have salah? He said, the messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah will not accept the salah of a woman except that she's wearing a khimar. She's covering the entirety of her body except her face and her palms. So he's asking, what about those who don't even wear khimar at all? I thought of it on Friday. I was in a masjid and some girls, the LIRS, Internal Revenue Kinika, they want to do Jumat service. Please, we should correct this, those of us in civil service. There is nothing like Jumat service. It is not church service, Sunday service. It is the Christians that coined this and put it in our mouths. So Muslims will say, we have Jumat service. It is not Jumat in the first place. It is Jumu'ah, M-U, or M-A, or M-I. Jumi'ah, Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah. Jum'ah. Not Jumat. Secondly, that not service. You say prayer. Jum'ah prayer. So that will translate to mean what? Salatul Jum'ah. Jum'ah prayer. Or Jumu'ah prayer. So they came and they were wearing LIRS vest. And jeans. The shirts were to the upper arm. And then with one thing they wrap on their head. I don't know the name to call that one. Frankly, problem one is that many of the Muslims don't know. And that's why I repeat, we must not stop enlightening them and ourselves. Like, sister, you are joking with your salah. Your Lord who created you. In your place of work, were you employed without them seeing your certificate? Who got into the university without mathematics and English? And Allah says, the salah, the messenger says, the salah, alayhi salatu wasalam, the salah will not be accepted until you wear a khimar. You are not wearing khimar. But the majority, the larger majority, do not know. So I think that is where our work is. Enlightening the large majority of the Muslims. Everywhere, with every opportunity. So that is the first job we have. But it is not our job to start going to say, you sister, do you know the hadith of Aisha? She said, no, Allah will not accept your salat. Now you are just wasting time. Don't tell her that. It will be counterproductive. You want her to do well. And what you have told her will even worsen her if you are not careful. Some of them will tell you, get out. It has ended. So please, let's be nice in our approaches to people like this. Let's be nice to them. Let's talk to them. Sister, are you aware that performing the salah, Alhamdulillah, Allah has brought you here. But do you know if there are a few things you need to add? She will ask you, what are those things? So you need to dress such that the entirety of your body will be covered, except your face and the palms. Even women at home, Ummahat, sometimes when they pray, their feet are exposed. It is not correct to expose the feet, especially the upper part of the feet. And that hadith is at least hasan. The upper part of the feet too must be covered. Wearing socks does not suffice. Socks will cover the color, but what it is asked to be covered is both the color and the shape of the feet. So the jilbab should come down and touch the ground. Socks does not suffice. In fact, if a lady is wearing a big jilbab that touches the ground, and she's not wearing a sock, she's better than the one who is not wearing a jilbab. She's better than the one whose jilbab is not touching the ground, but she's wearing a sock. Socks does not cover hijab. The jilbab must, if it is up and down, two layers, as they call it, that you are wearing, let the lower layer go down, 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 touch the ground. Don't be afraid that it will be dirty. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam assures you, if it is dirty, and what does it mean to say dirty? Does it mean when a mud touches it, then it is dirty? No. You are only talking about nazafa. And when you get home, you can quickly do that. But getting it ready for salah, it does not affect it. So get the jilbab to touch the ground. Jilbab, turkha, irkha'u jilbab. It comes, it, as you go, it will follow you. So if you cannot make it drag, then it should touch the ground. At least have the tips on the ground. Then the palms should be exposed, and then the face may be exposed. If she's in the corners of her house, praying there. Otherwise, for those who hold that it is obligatory for her to veil the face, that means if she's outside of the house, like coming to perform Salatul Jummah, she should also veil the face. But that should not be a problem for us. If she holds that it's not obligatory for her, she should wear the jilbab long and then open her face and her palms. But if she says, no, niqab is wajib for me, labat. When you come to the masjid, when your husband allows you to come for the masjid, because Salatul Jummah is not obligatory for women. I think we read the hadith here. Likewise, comes to salawat in the masjid is not also obligatory for women. But it is not correct for men to disallow their wives if the women say they want to come to the masjid. It is not correct to say no, they should not come. The Messenger prohibited us, alayhi salatu wassalam. He says, لا تمنعوا إماء الله مساجد الله. The hadith occurs in Bukhari and Muslim, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not prevent the female servants of Allah from coming to the house of Allah. So if a woman says, Abu, I want to go to the masjid, don't say, no, you can't go. Where are you going? Sit down in the house. Your house is better than you. And you guys, don't say that. Allow her to go once she asks for your permission. The only thing you can ensure is that she's fulfilling the conditions for going to the mosque. She's not wearing perfume, and she's properly dressed in her jilbab. And then she can go to the masjid for khamsu salawat. Allahu alam.